This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our ongoing series, Vital Signs, Treatment for Alcoholism, UT Southwestern Medical Center and the University of Miami are conducting a clinical trial of over-the-counter meds, in this case for people with bipolar disorder who have a drinking problem. I talked about the tie between the two with Dr. Sherwood Brown, a professor of psychiatry at UT Southwestern, where he's heading the trial.
Bipolar disorder is associated with the highest rates of alcohol use disorder of any psychiatric disorder lifetime.
Why is that?
It could be something about symptoms of bipolar disorder, the mood instability, impulsivity, something like that. It could be genetics. We don't fully understand yet. It's a bit of a mystery, but it's an observation that was made well over 100 years ago in clinical populations that people with bipolar disorder have a real tendency to have drinking problems.
And this figures in how, in trying to determine if over-the-counter medication can actually be used to treat alcoholism.
As far as treatments for alcoholism, the pharmacotherapies available, none of them work terribly well. There are several that are FDA approved, but they're far from a cure. So there was definitely a need for additional treatments in this area. We had investigated a couple of over-the-counter medications in somewhat different settings, so we were interested in looking at them in bipolar disorder and alcoholism. One is called citicoline, and the other is called pregnenolone.
What are these drugs normally used for?
The literature over the years is often focused on things like improvement in memory and other cognitive processes. With pregnenolone, we did two randomized placebo-controlled trials of it for bipolar depression, and it was better than placebo in both of those, so we thought it had a mood-improving effect, and there's the literature in animals suggests that it might have the ability to decrease alcohol use, but nobody had really looked at it in humans. And with citicoline, it's been investigated quite a bit in Europe, again, mostly for cognitive disorders. We have looked at it in two clinical trials of people with bipolar disorder and cocaine dependence. And
was it effective?
It was in both. It was superior to placebo.
How does this work?
It tends to work in two areas. One is cholinergic systems, where perhaps its improvement in memory observed with it might come from. So it increases levels of acetylcholine in the brain and that's one potential mechanism. The other is it works through phospholipids, which ultimately that's thought to stabilize cellular membranes and could have positive effects on the brain.
I must admit, when I heard about this clinical trial, it struck me as odd that medication was involved, because normally I think what people are told about alcoholism is that the key to maybe curing it or managing it is to deal with whatever it was that maybe drove you to drink in the first place. So I wasn't aware at all the medication was involved.
Oh, yes, there are. It's the oldest medication that is one called disulfiram. It makes you sick if you drink alcohol. Another commonly prescribed medication is one called naltrexone. It's thought to work sort of through pleasure and reward centers in the brain.
Are there any concerns, though, when using drugs or medication that you're handing another drug to an already addictive personality?
There would be if you were handing them a drug that had addictive potential. None of the medications I've talked about are thought to have that.
So what happens then if the study's a success?
Right now we're studying just bipolar disorder and alcoholism. We'd probably look at other populations maybe more broadly.
But what would be your ultimate goal from all of this?
Well, the ultimate goal would be to end up with a treatment that at least for bipolar disorder and alcohol use disorders that decreases alcohol use better than the currently available treatments. And with that particular subpopulation of people with bipolar disorder and alcohol use disorder, the treatment trials at this time have been largely negative, really. The only one that's been statistically significantly positive was one with valproic acid, which is a standard treatment for bipolar disorder. And it did seem to decrease alcohol use in that population more than placebo.
Dr. Brown, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.